Welcome to The Future is Female Powerlifting, a show where women of all strengths can explore the world of female powerlifting. I am your host, Heidi Donnell, a 60-kilo powerlifting gym owner, and each episode we bring you an inspiring interview or message to help you unlock your true inner strength potential. Thanks for tuning in.
Aloha, my beautiful friends, and welcome back. We are on episode 64, and let me tell you, this episode today was so much fun, and I'm so excited to be able to kind of time this in a way where it capitalizes on the amazing weekend my guest had. And if you're listening, you probably already know my guest is Miss Hunter Henderson, the badass, the world record holder. I heard somebody call her the American prodigy. I'm going to go with that. I feel like this is a correct term for her. But Hunter is a powerlifter who now just started to get into bodybuilding. And we get to talk a little bit about that today. And it was so much fun because I like when I get to talk to somebody who is like a dual athlete, whether that's strongman or, you know, bodybuilding in this case, because we get to hear a little bit more in depth of how that crossover into another sport, and not solely powerlifting, can help. And she really talks about how focusing on her muscle growth and bodybuilding elevated her training. And now she's going to go into powerlifting in a whole different way. You have to stay tuned because it was funny to hear her first experiences as being a novice lifter and what she went through on her very first powerlifting. And I feel like many of us can relate to these sort of emotional stories that you're going to hear from her, as well as how she stays focused through training, how she's able to balance being a vascular interventional tech, as well as, you know, two-sport athlete. And she also shares with us something she's never told anybody about when she steps up for the platform and what is going through her head when she is chalking up her hands and she's ready to step on that stage. She said, "I just never told anybody this." And it was really awesome to hear. And so I'm so happy y'all get to hear a little bit of that, and you'll be able to take that into your training. As you know, this podcast is brought to you by my gym, Core Strength and Performance, where we live through strength. And if you are looking to train online, if you are training at home already and don't really have any kind of structure, or maybe you're starting a program and it really is like plateaued for you, I would love to speak with you about training. And we offer 10 days free so you can try us out, see how you like our training. It's a combination of nutrition and training where we do not only programming, but coaching. So there's a lot of coaching feedback that is involved. And I love to work with people around the world, women who are just wanting to elevate their training. And that really is what I love to do. So if that's something you're interested in, visit core256.com. You can send me a message in Instagram, or you can email me at Heidi at thefuturesfemalepowerlifting.com. And you know, my ladies out at the Girls Who Powerlift are always, always laying out the best designs, the best styles. The thing that I love most is that she really, Ivy, who is, you know, the owner who I've interviewed on the show, she really tries to find a message that resonates with us, with women who love to powerlift and strength train. And I feel like everything she has is just really great styles out there. So if you are interested in upping your gear and you want to look a little fly, go check out Girls Who Powerlift. Our code is The Future is Female, and you get 10% off your entire order. Come on. Now let's speak with this Omaha Pro champ, and I believe she was an overall champ this past weekend at the Omaha Pro, Miss Hunter Henderson. So what do you got planned for today?
Today I have the day off. So we typically do like 4-10s at the hospital. So I have the day off. Today's just like errands. I did my cardio, stuff like that.
Nice. And what do you do exactly at the hospital?
So I'm a vascular interventional technologist. Basically, I'm a scrub tech and an x-ray tech in one.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So we do like minimally invasive surgery.
Okay.
We treat like blockages or stenosis or any type of line, drain, tube, stuff like that.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't think there's very few jobs where I listen and I'm like, I have no idea what that would be.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine that's a perfusionist. I had I'd never heard of that. And so I mistakenly said, like, is that like a nurse? And she's like, no, we're not like a nurse.
No, come on.
We go to our own school. And yeah. So anyways, I'm always impressed when I hear things. I'm like, I had no idea there would be a job for that kind of position, you know, just like,
yeah,
like multiple positions. Do you like mm-hmm. that? Do you like, being
it.
In the medical
I
field?
Oh,
that's awesome.
I love it. It's hard because the schedule is a little crazy.
Yeah.
So we also take like emergency call and that can like cut into training and stuff like that. And
yeah.
Kind of sucks sometimes, but.
So you work 4 10-hour shifts.
Yes. And then we take call 1 week, 1 week in a month and 1 day a week.
Oh, that always sucks. And if you're short somebody, then you're going to, That's always that's always a hard thing. We have a lot of people work similar shifts and at my gym.
Yeah.
And I always think that's the hardest, to actually have plans for your own personal life and things where you want to like compete.
Yeah. What do you do?
I own a gym.
Oh.
Yeah. So I own a gym. I own a gym out in, I'm in Alabama, so I'm in Huntsville. So we're like a little close to Nashville.
Yeah.
In that area. But yeah, we have a lot of nurses and software engineers. We're in Huntsville's and you would never know this. I never knew it before I moved here, but it is the second tech job in the nation. So the first jobs are in Silicon Valley, which you would expect, right, in California. Second, Huntsville, Alabama. Because we have NASA here, we have FBI headquarters.
Wow.
We just got Google and Facebook's new place is going to be here. Yeah, so we got tons of nerds. Like I have so many.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. And then we have a lot of nurses. We have a lot of people who are in the medical field that that come to my gym. Surprisingly, and a lot of them powerlift. I mean, they're all like women who never thought they would do this, and they're 52, and they just wanted
love it.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
Love that.
Yeah, and they have no expectation of, anything crazy or grandiose or, losing a billion pounds, or they just want to be stronger and feel good. And it's fantastic. Yeah. It's a really great feeling.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's wonderful. Well, I'm so happy I got you on the show, because I know we always text back and forth with your books. And I don't know if you can see it in the background. I got my old some books up here, and I couldn't remember the book you were showing me because the picture didn't save in the messages. And I was buying books the other day, and I couldn't remember what book it was.
Winners.
That was
Tim Grover.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Okay.
And this was actually his second book. His first one was called Relentless.
Oh,
also very, very good.
I feel like I've Relentless. Okay. Tim Grover.
He wrote Relentless like 10 years ago.
Okay.
And it's taken him this long to write a second one. They're both amazing.
Oh, that's great. You know, they always say that, like they write the first one and then they can never really top how good that one is. And okay, perfect. I just got The Four Questions, written by the same man who wrote The Four Agreements, Don Luis. I forget. I butcher his last name, but it's like Don Luis Ruiz or something like that. But it's supposed to be.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, the book, The Four Agreements. Actually, Ana Perez. She had turned me on to that book before. But The Four Questions or something similar. So it's you ask yourself four questions, like what is love? And love is when you know what isn't love. What is life? Life is when you know what life isn't. So it's kind of like these stories. And
that's cool.
Yeah, it is. I like it so far, and it's it makes me have to think a little bit more critically, I guess.
Yeah.
In this whole realm. But yeah, so this is kind of like how it's going to go. It's nothing crazy. I roll into it like this, and we talk about you and, it's funny because I told the ladies at my gym, I was like, hey, I'm going to have Hunter Henderson on. And they're like, I swear they were I didn't even think they were going to stop. They were like, wait, what? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to have Hunter. It was just, I was so surprised. Like they were just so like, oh, that's freaking awesome. What are you going to ask her? And I was like, well, I was going to talk to her about bodybuilding and powerlifting and all that kind of stuff. They're like, oh, that's freaking crazy. I'm excited. So it was really cute. And I was like, okay, I got to tell her that, because they were like, no way. You're going to have her on? I was like, I am. This is great.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So it's funny because I don't know if you remember, but at the 8-Man Elite 2 years ago, I was there and I was interviewing some women. And that was the first time I ever saw you. And I remember thinking to myself, like, who the hell is this person? Like, I had no idea who you were. I had no idea anything. And you were killing it on the platform.
Yeah.
And I was talking to, and I just totally forgot his name right now, the owner of the gym. He's a USPA.
JP.
I don't know.
What, JP.
JP Price. Yes. So I was talking to JP, and I just happened to be in a circle. Like, we don't really know each other. And we were talking about, you know, like, oh, they're going to do good. Yeah, yeah. And then he was like, yeah, you got to watch out for Hunter. She's going to be like killing it. And I was like, oh, is that one girl over there? He's like, yeah. She's like, but it was so much confidence in the way he said it. And so much like, he was so like demure. Almost like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, it was like, oh, okay. She sounds like a dark horse right now. Like, so it was really cool. And then of course you came out, you killed it. You did great. So it was really, it was a nice introduction for me, at least, you know, for somebody who likes to, reach out to women who, you know, use powerlifting in some way in their life and have found happiness and drive, you know, at some point that it might not stay, it might come and go, but at some point powerlifting has done something for you. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about like, and maybe you can talk a little bit about like how you got into powerlifting. What were you doing before?
Yeah. So before I got into powerlifting, I was basically just like a gym rat. I went literally every day. No coach, no guidance, no direction. I thought back then that I wanted to be a bodybuilder. So I would like kind of train like one, but obviously not eat like one at the time. You know, I thought carb loading was eating a bunch of cookies. Yeah. So there's that.
We all hope for that. like this is part of it.
Yeah, totally. And I was at the gym one day and I saw a video of Stacey Burr. Mm. And it was like the 2017 Kern US Open. Mm-hmm. And I, up to that point, I had no idea that powerlifting was even a thing.
Wow.
I didn't even know that it existed. And it was her last deadlift. And you know Stacey, how like her energy, her just demeanor on the platform was just out of this world.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is she doing?
Yeah.
What is this? Yeah. I was like, what the hell? What is powerlifting? And I was like, I started like finding more videos and I was like, I think I can do that.
Yeah.
And I told one of my friends at the time, I was like, hey, I think I want to try this powerlifting thing out. Like, I think that I would be really good at it. And he was like, okay, like, I know a guy, my now coach, and he introduced us and kind of just took off from there.
Wow. That's crazy. So what made you think like I'd be good at this?
You know, I knew I was pretty strong. Mm-hmm. And I just knew that I could do it.
That's amazing.
You know, and I wanted to learn too. You know, I was a athlete in high school, and I kind of have always been competitive, always been, you know, that type of person. And so I guess I just wanted like that structure and that ability to compete again.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. So what were your beginning lifts like? Do you remember?
Yes.
This is always a good one.
This is a good one. So my first meet, I weighed in at 165. I squatted like 350. I benched like 187 or 192, somewhere in there. And deadlifted like 374 or something.
Those
like
are
that.
Very respectable numbers.
So it's like 950 total.
Wow. Yeah. For your first meet.
Yeah. And I remember I was like so obsessed, decently strong
starting
out, but like had no mental strength. So I think I literally cried after every missed attempt that meet. Like literally bawled my eyes out. Mm. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to think about.
No, that's interesting. So that definitely has been a process for you. Mm-hmm. Do you think it was like a letting people down or feeling like unconfident? I mean, what was probably going through your mind then?
I think just like that competitive spirit. Like I felt like I let myself down.
Yeah.
And I knew that I could do better. Mm. And that was hard. That's always hard.
But yeah.
Now that I'm like 3 years into this, I've learned to manage those emotions, you know, and not take things so hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a big one for a lot of people once they start getting into, because there is a lot of passion involved. And when you do care about the sport, it's almost like if you want to be an elite level athlete, I find that all elite athletes like yourself learn to manage their emotions at some point.
You have to. You have to.
I know that Bama is somebody who I always, when I, you know, she has a lot of emotion on the platform.
Does.
And she even talks about it, you know, like I have to learn to control certain parts of that and the verbiage that I say to myself. Like she doesn't really swear anymore. She doesn't really swear. Like I used to talk about how, like, before I step on the platform, it's like in my brain, it's Tupac, right? I got headphones on, Tupac. It's like, fuck the world, you know, bitch funk. You know, like there's so much of that going in. And I never thought about it because that, for me, elicits like a angry emotion. And I use it. But then after speaking with her and interviewing her on the show, so, you know, a few times, we've talked about that. And I thought, you know, that is something that I don't ever really want to identify with, like anger and powerlifting. You know, like I've kind of grown out of that. And now it's more like you can do it positive things, not necessarily like I want to just kill the bar kind of thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So in this time you've been training, what has been maybe some of the things that, surprised you in the last 3 years in your training? Like, has there been anything that, that you never like realize? Cause there's gonna be a lot of people who listen who are young lifters, you know, who are just starting out. And normally I get things like, what are some tips for me? And what, you know, the weight isn't moving as fast as I want it to and things like that. So is there anything that you've had and, you know, maybe that, you know, cried after every lift? Are there areas where you've learned from and that you might be able to share some things with our listeners?
Yeah. You know, when I started this, I had no idea that it was going to go this way. I didn't know that there was open powerlifting. I didn't know that there was best in the world. I just put my head down and I worked.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the biggest things younger people miss out on. Like, they're always like, oh, I want to be famous. I want to, you know, do this. I want to be top here. I want to be, but they don't focus on just working.
Yeah.
And, you know, gradually over time, I started to realize like, okay, we're doing something here.
Yeah.
There's something going on here.
Yeah.
And I don't think I fully like realized, you know, where we had started and where we were at, until probably the Kern, honestly. Ah,
interesting.
Like I knew that I was pretty decent. But
well,
I didn't
shit,
realize,
you're at the Kern. You're damn decent. Okay.
I didn't realize, you know, what effect I was having, and how truly good I was doing.
Yeah.
So I guess I would just say, just do the work, you know, fall in love with the process. It's a long game and you just got to play.
Yeah. So right now, what are your goals for powerlifting?
So first goal that jumps into my mind, I think the heaviest rep squat for any female in the world is like 705 by April Mathis. I think I can beat that. So that's definitely a goal of mine to have that.
Wow. 705.
Yeah.
And and right now, of course, your training has changed more so for bodybuilding, right? So are you still kind of in those strength ranges? Is your training kind of in that route, not to drift off of the goals?
No, you're fine. You know, I'm doing like sets of 12.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Sets of 12 at almost 400. That's still good.
So, I'm definitely not squatting 650 right now.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, I mean, that's a lofty goal. Beat that goal and no time frame. That's your goal.
That is my goal. And then for bench, I would love to have the bench world record eventually at some point. I think that's totally doable. Deadlift. you know, I've been shooting for 600 for a while. I've almost gotten in training a couple times, but I've always fallen short. So that's definitely a goal that I'm pretty hungry for.
Yeah. And as far as bodybuilding, what made you even kind of go that route?
So honestly with the bodybuilding, I had no plans to do bodybuilding, this year at least. But as you know, Matt Jansen is my diet coach, and as he was kind of getting me in shape and kind of getting me down to 165 for the Kern, we're kind of just looking at my physique and we noticed that,
okay,
we're uncovering something that's looking pretty good here.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, you know, I could do the Kern and I could do a bodybuilding show in the same year. Like that. How cool would that be?
Yeah.
And I brought the idea to him and he was like, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So.
And I like watching what you've been doing, and you've been talking about how bodybuilding has really helped you focus and be more in tune with your training. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Man, it's completely different. It's like a whole different type of hard, you know, with bodybuilding. The amount of effort that I put in is oddly enough way more than what I put in with powerlifting.
Mm.
And you would think, oh, you squatted 650 at the Kern. Like, that's a lot of effort. Yeah, but I don't know. I guess in my training for powerlifting, sadly enough to say this, I didn't push as hard as how I'm pushing for bodybuilding.
Mm.
And granted, you know, I'm using a little bit lower weights and more reps here. But I can tell you without a doubt, the amount of effort that I am putting forth with bodybuilding has completely changed, like, my outlook and my perception of how hard I need to work with powerlifting.
Interesting.
And I think, I'm really excited to see the carryover when I go back to powerlifting.
Yeah, that's great. So do you think you're sort of like maybe not being so in tuned with each rep or feeling the rep out the way it is? Because bodybuilding is a lot of that. I mean, it's a lot about, like, you know, let's feel as you are retracting your lat and, you know, and I did a figure for about 5 years and.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I did that. That was way in the beginning. And I always loved powerlifting, and that was in the back end. But I thought, well, maybe I'll go, you know, I'll go. My goal was to go pro, right? Like, I'm going to go pro and all this. And I got burnt out, and my husband really wanted another baby. And I was like, all right, let's just, you know, take a break. I'm going to go back to powerlifting. Yeah. And I never really went back. The diet is by far the hardest thing for me. But I love incorporating a lot of bodybuilding concepts, because I do feel a lot of people who focus solely on strength really forget about things like time under tension, or really kind of trying to keep a tempo so that you feel these things.
Yes.
And that you lose a lot of that. I, when you were saying all these things on your posts, I was like, yes, this is like it. This is what you need to be really focusing, especially on your accessories that people sometimes just sham on. But yeah, main lifts. I mean, just where you're feeling everything as you're squatting or deadlifting.
Yeah. And I think people skip the, you know, moving with intention.
Yeah.
You know, they're just throwing the weight around.
Yeah.
Move with intention, and the results you will see will be far greater than what you're seeing with just fucking throwing it around like that.
Yeah.
You know,
I think people hype up too, and you are a perfect lifter for this, because when you pull or when you're squatting, you're very controlled, right? Your face stoic, body stoic. It looks like you're prepared. You're not yelling at the bar. You're not smacking the bar. And if people want to do that, that's totally fine. But there needs to be a control to that chaos. And like for me, I can't do that. Like I'm not smelling salts. Like I can't be like, for me, it's very hard for me. I get out of like whack. But yeah, I love watching you lift, because it's just like, it's great.
So I don't know how to describe it. I do ammonia. I love ammonia. I think that's great. But honestly, and I've never told anybody this, when I'm like chalking up my hands, I thank God for you know, blessing me with the ability to do this. And I asked him to walk with me. And I just walk up to the platform and, you know, wow. it's just another day for me.
Yeah.
It's just another training session. It's just, and you know, I do a lot of like I've kind of prepared my mind for this. I've already seen myself do this.
Yeah.
100 times in my head, you know, so I've already won.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. So. That's the mental game right there.
Yeah.
I think the mental performance is one thing that people miss out on. And
yeah.
That right there, whether it's prayer, speaking to God, you know, meditating, you know, finding your mm-hmm. moment before to center you before yeah. you step up to the bar. That's big.
Yes, you have got to control those emotions. You know, if you're letting everything affect you and you're just not going to be successful. I think, what is Mariana's husband's name?
Sergey.
Sergey. Yep. Yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
He literally, I don't know if we're supposed to, I don't know.
You can say whatever you want on this show.
Okay.
Sergey's cool. Hella cool. I partied with them actually at the 8-Man. They got me hella drunk.
So nice.
And fed Love me with him. A lot of pickles and learned Russian.
He's so nice. So incredibly nice. But you know, Mariana and I
yep.
were competing against each other. And at the Kern, this man got inches from my face right before I was about to go up for my third squat. And I didn't even see him. Didn't hear a word he said in my ear. Didn't even know he was there until someone told me after that it was him that was next to me.
Was he trying to post up on you?
I don't know, girl. I don't know what the plan was. I don't know what he said. I don't know anything. Because my focus was 100% on that bar.
Interesting.
You know, you have got to shut everything else out and get in the zone and just be locked in.
Wow. That's, that's powerful. Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen a couple pictures and videos and you can see him right in my ear saying something. I have no idea what he said. I didn't know he was there. I remember kind of seeing, you know, obviously you see people there, but didn't hear a word.
Wow. Well, you got to have the mental fortitude, really, you know?
Yeah.
And that's got to be set up before. I don't think you can be on the big platform like that without having some ganas, as my mom likes to say. You got to be able to lock that down.
You got
to
have some balls.
Yeah, you do.
Especially that platform. I mean, they had lights, they had fireworks and all this, you know, it was big.
It was a concert, man.
It was a big show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
It's incredible. I loved every second. It was amazing.
I was supposed to go and I was going to be a part of it. And because of COVID, it threw everything off. And you know, at our gym, we had to be more available. And so I couldn't leave. And so I'll be at the showdown. Actually, I'll be doing the live stream with Bama at the showdown.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'll get
that'd
to see cool. you there. So tell
that'd
me a little
cool.
bit about, bodybuilding posing. I wanted to ask you because your posing's looking great.
Thank you.
And I know that's the weirdest thing sometimes.
It is. So I, you know, the training aspect, love it. I have, you know, no hesitations, no anything with that. Love training. When it came to learning the posing, that was hard.
Yeah.
That was definitely very hard. And I still am learning. I think, I don't think I'll ever stop learning. It's been good. It is definitely the hardest part of it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of those poses you have to hold for minutes on end mm-hmm. and you think, oh, you can just, all you gotta do is stand there. No.
Yeah.
No, you gotta flex every muscle. You gotta blow your air out. You gotta hold this position. It's hard. It is hard. That and the diet are the hardest parts.
Yeah. What is your diet like right now?
Diet's not bad. He finally, and I, this is weird to say, I've been waiting for this process to suck. And I know that sounds weird. I mean, I'm still getting food, still getting carbs.
Wonderful.
Yeah. My breakfast I just had, it's three slices of bread, some chicken, and a whole egg.
That's great.
Yeah. Love it.
That's so great. Good. Yeah.
And I've noticed with this diet, the diet is so weird. I have a higher appreciation for like flavor and like how, you know, and, I know that sounds crazy.
No, but I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, some plain chicken. Cool. I'll just throw some mustard on that. Whatever. Nah, we ain't doing that anymore. Crazy enough. The bodybuilding diet, like, makes you crave things, weird things.
Yes.
And things you don't even like.
Yep.
I mean, I know you know. So, like, seafood. I don't like seafood. I don't like shrimp. I don't like fish. But tell me why I, like, 2 weeks ago, I'm like, hey, Matt, like, I'm craving shrimp really bad. He puts it in my diet. Love it. Love it.
At least
can't
it's shrimp.
Get enough of it.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And he has cod and mahi in my diet now. And I'm like, love it.
That's so funny that you would like crave a whole new food group pretty much.
Right. I like, think it's great.
I have when I look, and this always makes me laugh when I talk about that, but my Pinterest, I'll have a page, you know, you have different Pinterest things.
Yeah.
I have one that is such a fat kid. Like I would just keep pinning all these things, and my kids, my oldest kids were young at the time. So they were still having birthday parties. And at the time I was personal training, we didn't have the gym, and I was stay home mom. And then I personal trained. So I was cooking all the time, and I would have the kids like, hey, how does that taste? Does that taste good? Is that sweet?
Yeah.
How did you like those homemade pretzels? I made some homemade mustard. Like it was so bad, but I would crave all these things. I do not eat not one of those things anymore. Like not one. I never even look at that. Yeah. It's like so indulgent that when I think about it, I've never liked that before I started bodybuilding. And then after I stopped, I didn't want any of that. I go back to like, oh, I want a fruit tart and like light stuff, you know, like nothing that's like really like fat kid style stuff. And it's weird though. It's funny how your brain just sort of really craves those things.
It is.
At least it's shrimp and mahi and you have good stuff.
I'm getting excited over freaking fish.
So how much more do you have left? Do you have to drop down some more?
He hasn't really told me.
You're looking pretty shredded. That back picture is pretty lean.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
He hasn't really told me what he wants my weight for the stage to be. So I honestly don't know. I'm in the 160s now. So it's definitely very light for me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And what meet, I mean, what show are you going to be doing?
So this is the Omaha Pro.
Okay.
They'll have like a pro, show in the morning, and then amateurs, which will be me, will go later on.
Oh, that's exciting. I'm trying to think if I know anybody that's going to be, I don't know if you know Anne Sheehan. She's a powerlifter and she's a pro. She tries to compete at all the shows, but she does strictly bodybuilding. I don't know if they have strictly bodybuilding at the Omaha, do they?
Or is it? They do.
They do. Oh, okay, good. Okay. Because I know some shows, they don't have it as much now.
Yeah.
She might be there. She's a fabulous woman. But
really?
Yeah, she's been powerlifting. I don't even know. She's just an amazing woman. Just one of those people you want to get to know.
Yeah, send me your profile after this.
Yeah, I'll send it. All right, so this is the part of the show where I ask everybody,
what the hell is wrong with you people?
What the hell was I thinking? When you think back to a time, maybe in powerlifting, maybe in bodybuilding, it could be in just anything, but you think back and you think, what the fuck was I doing that?
Yeah.
And you think, oh, now I know.
Yeah. And let me think here. There's a lot.
Is there?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is me at that first meet just bawling my eyes out. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Did you, when that happened, because it was on every lift, was it like in hindsight, you looked back and you're like, what was I thinking?
Yeah. Why are you crying? It's stupid. Second thing that comes to mind, you know, I've always competed at 165.
Yeah.
So I have to do, you know, I have to get down in body weight. I think it was the first meet. I didn't know how to water cut. I didn't know what a water cut was. So basically the entire week before the meet, all I ate was salad with no dressing. Yep.
Now that's torturous.
Yeah, that was, yeah. I thought that was how it was supposed to be. Get a coach, kids. Get a coach. Please get a coach. They will point you in the right direction.
Yes.
And so I was on my way to weigh-ins. I stopped at Sonic, got two like bacon, double cheeseburgers, whatever. Had them waiting in the car for after I weighed in, and literally weighed in, ran outside, and disgusting. Let me tell you, if you were to watch me eat those cheeseburgers, disgusting.
Like you were starving.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd your stomach feel after?
It's great.
Okay. So good. When you get old like me, you do something like that, and then you got bubble guts for the rest of the day.
yeah. Didn't drink any water. Didn't nothing. Just cheeseburgers.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy.
Yeah. But now that I know how to do a real water cut and a proper refeed,
right,
in the much better ballpark there.
Well, that's wonderful. I think that is a good lesson too, because yes. I mean, how many times do we hear people have, you know, really crappy water cuts or just cuts in general.
And they just botch them. Even today, even with lifters that are experienced, you still see water cuts that are just botched.
Yeah.
Or you see things and I see things and I'm like,
why?
Please let me help you.
Yeah.
You know, this could be so much easier.
Let me give you some advice. Just so.
Yeah.
I've had people who last resort just don't eat for like days. Like, don't eat. I'm like,
no.
Why? Like, well, I just know I'll be 5 pounds lighter. And I'm like, but why?
Yeah.
There's the internet. Like, the internet is not all bad. There are some people who know what they're talking about. And there's a lot of good information that is circulating. That's better than not eating.
Yes. Much better. Much better than eating salads all week.
No. Yeah. Oh, well, that's a good lesson. Well, Hunter, this has been fantastic. I'm so glad I got you on the show and I wish you the best of luck. I follow you a lot. I really love when I see people who, you know, powerlift and bodybuild, because I think there's a lot of crossover. And like you said, there's a lot that can carry over that we just sometimes don't even realize. So I'm really excited to see you on the stage and I will connect you with Anne. She's a fabulous, wonderful person. And then I will have all your information on here so everybody will know where to find you and keep up with you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. You.